Good evening. So another one of the mitzvos that we have to fulfill on Friday, on Purim, HaBali Netova, is the mitzvah of Matanos Levyonim. So the Shulchan Aruch writes in Simen Tav Reish Tzadi Dalet, Chayev Ko Adam Litein Lefachos Shtei Matanos Leshnei Aniyim, that every person has to give at least two gifts to two poor individuals. It's not a requirement to give food, shtei matanos. What type of matanos we're talking about? So first of all, it's interesting the language that the Shulchan Aruch uses, kol adam, right? Every person, meaning that includes men and women alike. They both have the same obligation of matanos of yonim. Why is that? So the Mishnah Berurah gives two different reasons. Number one is because if the day of Purim is supposed to be a day of intense simcha, so the way a person experiences simcha, the greatest reflection of that simcha, right, the Mishnah Berurah, is to be the smoach levaniyim. And I feel simcha for myself, I don't just hold it all for myself. I guess it relates to what we talked about yesterday, about the olive oil, right? We don't just experience simcha for ourselves, but we spread it to someone else, we give it to somebody else. That's a great expression of simcha for a Jew. So therefore, if it's a day of intense simcha, so every person is supposed to experience simcha, how do you do that? By sharing it with another person. And that's why every person, man and woman, is required to give matanos levyonim. The Mishnah Berurah also writes for a different reason. Right? Why are women in general chayavos in many of the all the mitzvahs of Purim? Because afhein hayba osuanes, they were included in the same gzera. They were going to be exterminated just like the Jews, just like the men were, and therefore they have the same chiyuv to follow through on these mitzvahs. The Mishnah Berurah does point out that just as a person can always have a shliach fulfill a mitzvah for them, so same thing. If a husband's going to go ahead and send the money in, or the wife's going to send the money in, so either one can be the shliach for the other to do so. But you should make sure to do so. But what does that mean, two matanos? What is two matanos? Why two? What is two? So the Mishnah Berurah points out that the matanos can be food or money. It doesn't have to be money. It just has to be a matana. You're giving to someone who could use it. So what is that minimum amount? So the Prima Gadim writes, it doesn't have to be, there's no record of any specific amount to give. And therefore, he says a person technically could give as little as two prutos, 3 cents, 4 cents. So technically, a person gives a quarter to tzedakah, so you could be yotze the mitzvah of matanos levyonim. Nevertheless, Rabbi Yashiv writes that technically you fill the mitzvah with a very small amount, but a person instead, what should they do? You should give something, an amount that is, a person would receive it and say, ooh, like this is meaningful, thank you. What does that matter in America right now? I don't know, $20 per person? Like it's something that a person would get, $10, I don't know. That would be like meaningful to get. So that would be a meaningful gift. Rabbi Yashiv was quoted as saying in 2002, he said, 50 shekel. So 50 shekel then was, I don't know, $12, $15, something that would be meaningful for someone. They could use it for something meaningful. So the bottom line is that technically you're yotze with a very small amount. The nicer thing to do is to give something that has considerable value. But the Mishnah Berurah then points out maybe the most important point, which is that, the Mishnah Berurah also writes that the money shouldn't come from Meiser. You shouldn't use your Meiser money to give matanos levyonim. But what you can do, he says, is you give your first amount is just regular, you use your regular money. If you want to then add on top, so you use it, whatever, you spend $80 on matanos levyonim, whatever it is, $50. And then you want to add another $150 from your Meiser money. So beautiful, that's nice. That, of course, you can do. Once you're, to add on, that's certainly a wonderful thing to do. The Mishnah Berurah then writes, and he quotes in the Rambam, he writes the following, of MS. Certainly, he says, "Mutav laharbos matanos levyonim milaharbos besuda ubishloach manos lebeyav." He says, "You're going to ask yourself where should you put your money for Purim? Your money should go, and I've said this a million times because it's the truth. Your money should go to matanos levyonim. They want to put your money in the right place on Purim. Not a suda. Of course, we should have a suda. We should give mishloach manos. But the money should really go in matanos levyonim. Why? She'ein simcha gedola mifuara el ismut lasameach levaniim yisomim v'amanos." The greatest expression of simcha is to be mesameach somebody else, and particularly a person who needs it. That's really the most amazing thing to do. And when you do so, you are domel shchina. You are like the Ribono Shel Olam. That's what Kadosh Baruch Hu does. Kadosh Baruch Hu is mesameach other people. So when we have an opportunity to give tzedakah on Purim Day, that is the greatest expression of the simcha that we feel. And by the way, it's true, right? A person who's not free can't help others. And a person who doesn't have that, that opportunity to be their own person, so that maybe one of the most painful things for a person who's not for you, doesn't have, is they can't give to someone else. That's very frustrating, very upsetting, and very painful. And the fact that a person does have what to give and can give to somebody else is the greatest expression of simcha, and it actually creates simcha. Right? The feeling of giving to another person creates that simcha. So certainly, it's a great opportunity to really be mesamech somebody else, which really reflects back on ourselves as well. And certainly, I'm happy to be your shliach. I'm happy to be your shliach to deliver Matan Savyonim. As you know, I deliver Matan Savyonim locally to other organizations, etc. But all to organizations and to individuals who really need it. And so, if you want to go, there have been emails. There already was an email with a link, but there'll be another email that's going to go out the next couple of days with a link. You can send it right into the website, and I'll make sure that it all goes out on Purim day. So that Ezra Shem, you could all be fulfilled this mitzvah in the greatest way possible.